accelerating, so that it's going to be easier now than any time before. I believe that 2014 will be the very best year ever for those that choose to. And part of that is commitment. And I've got a friend on the phone that we go back and forth, just kind of mentoring and having as a coach. And Vigo Madsen, he's had some pretty neat experiences with the product. And Vigo, if you could just mention specifically the M stripes, you had tremendous benefit with other products, but what was your personal experience with the M strides, and where do you think this will go as a business? And let's just be specific to this one product, because that's a business within a business.
Oh, it is, Dave, and that is probably it. With what I do, I'm exposed to hundreds of products all the time over the years, of different things, and people tell me how this is going to help me and make me feel better. But the M strides was a total instant change in my posture, in the relief of my lower back, my legs, my heels. Everything felt so much better almost instantaneously. And when you and I first put those on and we were at the convention and we started walking, you said, man, I can't keep up with you. And just being able to have more energy. The same thing's happened with my wife, who has a heart condition, so her legs get tired very quickly. The other day, she put her M-strides in, and she went to the grocery store, and she says, well, I was just having fun, bouncing around the store, not getting tired, just doing whatever I can do. And she said, I felt so good after I came back into the car and realized my legs didn't ache, I wasn't tired. And so she just loves the M-strides, too. So it's a phenomenal opportunity. And as I've been telling people, as I've talked with people about it, is, look, this is a product that helped a company in Japan make $1 billion in 4.5 years. They're introducing it now to the United States. I know that you've had it for a while, but let's make it as if it was just being introduced right now with the new M-strides. This could be a $4 billion business in the United States. Would you like to be part of that? Because we have that opportunity of making this a $4 billion, just this one product. And I look at the M-strides as a sizzle to lead into all the other products that Beacon has. So if you really like these, well, you will love these enhanced products that we have.
Yeah, that is really exciting. In fact, if you wouldn't mind just kind of sharing where you came from as far as some of the problems you had, and along that way, I got to just brag on Vigo a little bit. He's been in the trenches for 40 years and gone to the top. Many times, four companies, wow, count them, four companies he had the opportunity to be right at the beginning of, and was instrumental in helping those companies become Fortune 500 companies, even Fortune 100 companies.
Inc. 500,
yeah, which signifies an award as far as recognition, as far as growth, which growth sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah, growth is
thanks,
awesome.
Thank you for correcting me on that.
Yeah, no, thanks.
But we're looking at number five right now, and in my mind, what I do with my marriage, with everything, is I like to just reinvent it and just think of new things to keep it fresh. And you know, like Valerie, we're still on our honeymoon. I still open the door for her and all that good stuff, and we're still courting. In Nikian, what I like to do is mentally, I'm just thinking, wow, this is a new beginning. And, you know, January, that is a whole year before us. But I'm getting ready right now to have a good year, and I'm taking M strides. This is a chance to start all over again. I'm going back to my old lists, talking to people, because so many people that you know that maybe said no a year ago or 6 months ago or whatever, they could be the right person. Maybe it was just the wrong time. But this really captures the imagination of this product. And also, as we go into 2014, if you don't have a business of your own, with increased regulations and taxes and just ever-mounting debt that a lot of people are incurring, this is really more and more becoming the only way, having a home-based business. And why not get involved with a legacy company and then make a legacy as we have a whole new chapter in this business. So we got a lot to really be excited about. So commitment. I think you need to just kind of get inside yourself and think about that. But I asked you if you would just kind of tell your journey as far as how and why Nikken helped your feet so much and everything else on your body. You burned your feet and you were a bull rider and all this stuff. Share all that.
Well, as my doctor said when I took a body scan, boy, you've been hard on your body. Yeah, I've been a bull rider, I've been in football, I've been in 9 automobile accidents, I have got broken bones almost all over my whole body. I did fall into a pit when I was a young kid and burned my feet severely, and so they're very, very tender, and that's one thing I really love about the M-strides is just even a little grain of sand about drives me up the wall. It's like I'm standing on a boulder or something, and I don't feel that with the M-strides. I just feel very, very comfortable. My feet are always hot. And I noticed that with wearing the M-strides that my feet are cooler, which has been very interesting. Normally when I'm driving or at the home, I've got to take my shoes off, and now I don't even think about it because my feet are still feeling so cool. So, yeah, the M-strides is the product of the future. It's the product of where we can really use it as a quick sizzle product that we can show people very quickly to get them to get interested and then be able to say, well, you're thinking maybe this, look, all these other enhanced products we have that can help you. Be able to better your life and have a wellness home. So, but they've been phenomenal. I mean, my back pain has always been very, very intense with me most of the time, and I've just kind of lived with it, thought that's what I'd have to do, and then you gave me a back flex, and that helped a lot. I still had pain, but it wasn't as intense, and I'm able to go longer than I've ever done before when I do speaking assignments, being on the stage. I'm after about 2 hours, I'm ready to go lay down, and I don't have to do that now that I use the a back flex, and then, but when we got the M-strides, that's what's changed, because my back pressure, I don't feel it anymore. It's just amazing that because I stand up straighter. As I've said before, you want to help people stand straighter and lose 5 pounds, just give them a set of back steps to step on. It's not that they lose the 5 pounds, they just stand straighter and they look like they've lost 5 pounds. So.
Yay, M-strides.
Yes,
what's your commitment?
That's it.
No limit to the possibilities.
Correct. So M-strides is really I think is the answer to it, but let's kind of go back to commitment again, and that's really, really important. If we're going to make 2014 a big year in Nikken, everybody's got to get committed, recommitted, sometimes I'll say that, is to be able to get it. In fact, I just got an email from somebody that said, if you're not passionate about the business you're going into, you're never going to succeed. And I thought, man, that's a great quote. Then I said, passion, what is passion? So I went to the dictionary and looked it up real quickly here. And here's the definition. Having held by or ruled by intense emotion or strong feeling, fervored, easily aroused to or influenced by the sexual desire, ardently sensual. One of the greatest chapters I ever read is The Laws of Success by Napoleon Hill called Sexual Transmutation. He said, if you can take that intensity of sexual drive and put it into your business, you can't help but be successful. Experiencing, showing, that's another thing. It's not what you're committed to it. You've got to be expressing it. You've got to show it. You've got to show marked intensity or strong feeling. Be emotional about what you're doing. Be intense and verminous and an emotion of telling people what you're doing. That's what commitment is being that passionate about this. And this is, again, I can't believe this product. And you know, there's thousands of products, hundreds of products, and there's nothing like what I see that happens in the Nikken with the energy medicine and the possibilities that people can see and such instantaneously change their health so quickly. And so this
is a passionate product, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's a passionate product. I mean, it's just amazing. I'm going to be working very closely with somebody here, and we're going to have a Nikken, I guess you call it a Nikken party or product party rollout or something like that. We're going to have that. We're going to have some of our friends, because I've got so many people that I know that are getting up to my age. They've got bad knees. They're having knee operations, hip operations, shoulder operations. They're falling apart, and I just know that if they get on an M-stride, it could change them a lot.
But the other beautiful thing about Neekin is that the great products, it's a great opportunity for people to actually own their own business. That's what's so phenomenal about this, and you were talking about that, is this, where else can you invest, and you and I were talking about this yesterday, that you could invest anywhere between $2,400 to $3,000 in a year in a company, that's what your auto ship would cost you basically, and going to different conventions and things, that you could have a return that would be 5-6 times return what your investment would be if you would just be passionate about it and you would work it for a whole year. There is no other investment, and that's, I'm speaking from being an investor and also an owner of companies. I would love to have had that kind of return in my first year of being in the business.
That's a good point. In fact, I love what you're saying there about a year. I think a particularly profound because we're getting ready to begin a new year, and that's something I've done since I got into Neekin, is just told people that if you're not willing to commit, the whole job description basically is to go out and look for friends and share an idea that could change their whole life. But if you're not committed to it, most communication is nonverbal, and people can size you up in seconds, even a stranger. And probably one of the first things is sincerity. If they look at you and think, and they surely will, one of the first questions is that they're asking in their mind, does this person believe? And so they can tell whether you're committed. And so before you even do anything with this, just really do some soul searching and careful thought and pondering, do I want to do this? You know, make a commitment to something. Don't just wander through life aimlessly without ever making a commitment to anything, and just because that you are doomed to mediocrity. I just want to, along that line, because I have a very strong opinion about this, and I think it's validated just by my experience of many years of just the rightness, the goodness of this, that this, when I saw this, I thought, this is worthy of my all. This is worthy of my total commitment. And I just had that in my mind. And so when I went out, day one, I knew that this was my career. In fact, I even told people that. I just said, hey, this is, I've made a career change. This is what I'm going to be doing from now on without any hesitation. I just knew this was it. I'm going to do this. And people got caught up in that. There's so many people, especially at this moment, are looking for something to believe in, you know, something that they could put their energy in and count on. And so, make that commitment and ask for providence, and then just run as fast as you can. That was my other thought when I got into Neekin. I thought, since this is worthy, I wonder how good I am. I wonder how fast I could run if I run as fast as I can. And I just made that decision to go a year all out massive action. And, it was fun living like that. It's fun being totally committed. Vigo, is there any specifics that you could give us on commitment to this?
Well, I think that the people need to understand that I think that there's six areas you've got to be committed to. And the first one's got to be committed to yourself, and I think we've covered this really well, that you've got to be committed to it. But it's interesting, when I have people sign people up into this industry, they forget to ask people how many hours they're committed to their business. How many hours are you really going to put in this business? And I hear people kind of casually say, you know, well, I'll put in 20 hours. And I always come back and say, so right now you have 20 hours free that you could start using and building your own business. Well, no, I don't have. So the key to that is to find out how many hours they're really committed. Commit them to those hours, and then find out when they're going to spend those hours. And once you've had those spend those hours, you as their sponsor or leader need to show them or train them what they should be doing in those hours and help them do that. And so get commitment from people. The second commitment is getting your family behind what you're doing. I talk to people every day. They're saying, well, my husband would just get into this. My wife would just get into this and understand what's going on. And I keep saying, well, have you asked them what they want? Have you asked them what they need? Have you asked what their goals are? And show them how what you're doing is going to help them meet those wants, needs, and goals.
done that. As you and I were just talking about a lady that she was having a problem getting her family behind her. They always wanted to be there. They kept bothering her when she was trying to work and trying to make calls and trying to do training. And finally, she had called me and said, what do I do? And I said, find out what your family wanted. She finally found out, had a family meeting. Her family wanted to go to Disneyland. And she said, okay, we'll go to Disneyland in 1 year from today if you'll help me build my business. And they got behind her 100%. In fact, they were bugging her all the time, making sure she was making her calls. Was she going to the meetings? Who did she talk to today? Because they wanted to go to Disneyland. That's the kind of commitment you want to get your family behind. But you got to find out what your family wants and show them how building unique in business is going to help them get those goals and wants. The third one is being committed to your company. Not necessarily the company of your products yet, but your own company. Are you building a successful company? Are you using successful techniques or systems or processes to make sure that your company is going to be successful? In being in business, the number one reason businesses fail is they don't have a business plan. I'm amazed at how many get into this industry thinking they're going to start a business and they don't even go about trying to find out what it takes to build a business. 90% of the people who get in this business have never had an MBA, never run a company, never been in a supervisory position where they trained, hired, or fired people. And yet we're asking people to get into this business, say, hey, you just get up there, just get to go talk to your friends, get them involved, and all of a sudden it's going great, and then it can fall down very quickly if somebody doesn't, or somebody recruits somebody out of their line, or whatever. Well, somebody gets recruited out of your line, I always say, if I lost one of my salespeople or one of my employees, the first thing I would blame is myself. Shame on me. What did I do wrong to have that person go and look for another job? What was I doing wrong? And then I would try and analyze that to say, well, was it my product, or was it my commission structure, or was it they weren't getting enough money, or did I not give them enough training so that they would be successful with that? That's one of the things you need to look at is don't blame people for leaving. Don't blame people if they recruit people out of your line. Find out, what am I doing wrong? If I help my people, the DSA, the Direct Selling Association, which is most of the large companies belong to, has got a statistic saying that the number one and two reasons people leave this industry and leave your business is because, one, nobody ever contacted them, and number two, nobody ever trained me what to do. And that's one of the things that you need to be committed. So in my business, as you look at your business, how am I going to be able to build a business? Who are the five that Dave said? Find people that you want to be in business with, friends, in those individuals. That's the start. But the start now is to help them find their 3 to 5 people they would like to be in business with and train them to do the same thing. And there are systems out there in which you can actually build a business plan around this great business of network marketing. So that's number 3, is to get your business. Then being committed to your company products. Man, you've got to be using your products. You've got to set an example. You've got to be on AutoShip so that your people will do the same things. And be so committed to your products. Understand them. Study the website. Understand everything you can about the products. The company. Why are you passionate about this company? Because this is your livelihood. This is your income for your business. And so you've got to be very committed to that company and to the process. And that's one thing I got to say about Neek, and Dave and I were talking about this, is the commitment of the people in Neekin is probably one of the highest I've seen in any other company. As I call it, community. The people love the products. The people love the company. They love their leaders. The challenge is nobody's making any money at it. They got to learn how to share it more with more people in doing this. And so it's been a very huge compliment to Neekin. You got to be committed to this industry. So many people are afraid to talk about network marketing. Well, I tell you what, you should be so proud of it. People will say, are you a network marketer? You should be able to say, yes, I am. Is there anything else? That's the passion you have to have, is be that committed to this industry. Helping people, even that are not in your organization or in your group, help them. Or people in other parts of, in other companies, even help them. Because if we can help this industry, this is what's going to save this country, small businesses. And that's what we need, is more people in small businesses doing it successfully. So be committed to this industry. And then the last thing is number 6, which I find is the number one problem we have or challenge that we have in this industry, is be committed to the people you bring in. I'm amazed at how many people sign people up and then think that everything's going to happen just automatically through osmosis or something. They need to be committed to help those people. I know that from my other businesses. When I hired somebody, I was totally committed to them. I made a commitment to them. If they came to work for me, I would show them a plan in which they could be, and within a year, be making six figures if they would follow the plan. And I would help them, and I would train them. I wouldn't just send them out automatically and start talking about my product or my opportunity or whatever. I trained them first. I made sure that they knew what they were supposed to do and did it effectively. And once they did it effectively, all of a sudden it became predictable. Just like Neekin has predictable products, you can build a predictable business if you're committed to the people that you recruit. So those are my thoughts on commitment, Dave.
I love that. And I think just the word sponsor, if you look that up in the dictionary, sponsor is a pretty responsible word. And we do have a responsibility when we bring somebody into the business, because my feelings and experience has been that there are some people that no matter what you do or don't do, they're just not going to do it. And on the other side, there's a few people that regardless of you, they will do it. They will succeed, but the majority of people are kind of in the middle. And their future, their destiny is really up to you. If you teach them, train them, coach them, encourage them, make their game look believable and give them a clear track to run on, they'll make it. It's really up to you. And it's just like having kids. You bring somebody into the world and a lot of work, how they wind up is how you raise them. And that's some of the greatest joy and also heartache. And the thing I love about building a Neekin business is it really is a Neekin family. And some of the greatest joy, you'll share in the success and the accomplishments and the agony of defeat. But, it is worth it. It's wonderful. And just, make a commitment to people. Just like you do your kids. No matter what, you're my kid, and I'll help you. Now, on the other hand, what I do is I tell people that this is a wonderful business, and I want you to succeed, but you've got to want to yourself. And so I'm looking for just a few key people, and just like if you've had a good teacher in school, a master teacher wants you to excel. And so on important things you might remember where they've actually said, now this is important. This is going to be on the test because they want you to know that. And in Neekin, I want you to succeed. And so I'm going to give you the answers to the test because basically I'm looking for a few good people and I want you to be one of my good people. And so I'm going to give you the answers to the test, how I determine who my good people are. Number one, call me every day. Number two, let's think of four or five really good people that you believe would be good in this business. Let's talk about why you would like to have them as business partners, and then let's start working and doing this. Now, on the other hand, if you never call me and you haven't thought of anybody to share this with, we're pretty much dead in the water, and I can't help you. And so I just have to conclude that you're not one of my key people. But, if you will just make that commitment, call, basically that's the key, is keeping in contact and just building this culture of a team that's growing and is in activity every day of the things that move the business forward. And basically it's all talking to people and sharing the story. And if you learn how to do that and do it very well and do it often, it starts accumulating. That's the thing I love about this business, is success in it is just a daily agenda of doing the little things and making an all-out commitment. I'm going to do it, that's it, period, and then just doing it long enough for those things to add up. And it's astonishing how in as little time as a year, you really could be making
six figures compared to going to a university or other things. It's absolutely amazing. It's powerful. Along that line, though, anybody that you know that's making six figures, it isn't because they just happen to be at the right place at the right time. They're working very hard, and that's my experience with Beacon also, is you work it hard, like it really is a business, but on the other hand, it's so fun, you don't feel like you're working, because it's just sharing ideas and coaching and getting better at it. And that's what this is all about, is just continually improving yourself. If you want to really make rapid strides in life and in business, work on yourself. And make a commitment. Any other thoughts, Vigo?
No, and that's it. But, and again, it's being committed to the people you recruit, but it's also being committed to the people they recruit. If you can work with what I call children, to teach their children to work with their children, and you work with that line also, everything else will take care of itself. I've seen it in businesses in the last 40 years that I've been involved in management. If I can help my frontline people, my managers, or to help their middle management people and teach them, those people will teach the other subordinates or other employees. Everything works. Everything's not dependent upon me. It's always me working with my front line and them working with their front line and teaching them how to work with their front line. After that, boy, the company just grows at a phenomenal rate because everybody's involved, everybody's passionate about it, everybody's committed to it. And that's why it's so important. Now, the other thing, too, I was excited about this call is, one of the things I used to do in my business is every year we would go away as a retreat as a management team. So maybe this is something you can do with your leaders is just say, okay, let's take a retreat for 3 days. Let's tear our business apart. We would say, okay, we've got this product that we want to get out. What can we do to make this product more this year? What can we do? So we tear the whole company apart. Here's our product. What we do? We'd start pulling things that we were doing right. We'd look at things we were having problems with. How can we improve those? There's ways we can improve the things we were doing right. And almost rebuild the company again. Then we were excited. It was like having a brand new company every year. And so we had that enthusiasm and excitement. We went back and talked to our managers and the employees about it. They got this new excitement again. It was kind of rejuvenation. In the business we were doing, they were excited about it. One thing we were proud of in our companies, we had very low turnover in our companies because we had the people involved. They knew what was going on. There was no question of what was happening. We had true transparency, if you want to call it that, in our business, and they knew where the management was. They knew the management was concerned about them, and that they would do everything they could to help us, and we would do everything we could to help them. That's the key to this business, is really running a business as a business. I'm helping people build businesses. I need to teach them how to do it. If you don't, find out where you can go. There are all kinds of resources to help you build businesses. I just recently got a letter from a upline person, and I've been chatting with them, and he says, well, I really don't see where I have a system that I use. And they said, I don't see why your system would help me. And I'm going, it's not here to help you. It's to help your people below you. And he says, well, I don't need to. He says, I'm making all this kind of money every month. I'm already successful. I'm glad you're successful. To me, a good leader is one who has as many people as successful as he is in this business. Do you have anybody else that you've been able to get to your level? Well, no. Do you have anybody that's got down to the second level below you? Well, no, they haven't been able to get to that. So really, your leadership isn't really working. You're making a lot of money. I'm glad you're happy. But that's not what a true leader is. A true leader is one who's going to help others make money. As Zig Ziglar says, you help enough people get what they want, you'll get what you want. And that's the kind of commitment that we need to get, is to your first-line people and your second-line people. And if you're not going to help them, do yourself a favor and do them a favor. Don't get them in the business. Because all you're going to do is harm yourself. You're going to get frustrated. They're going to be frustrated. And now, nothing worse than having a bad customer. Because bad customer will tell 10 other people about the bad experience. And you don't want 10 people out there talking badly about you or your organization. You want to be able to show them that you can do this. You can help them. And find a system or something that will help you really do it predictably. And be able to be successful at it. That's true commitment.
Sounds good. Well, I think...
Want to open any questions and answers? Are we okay?
Anybody got any questions? You can push on star six and
Well, I think we ought to just go for it.
All right.
I wish everybody,
2014 is going to be an awesome year for Deacon. I'm so excited to be part of this and being able to work with you, Dave, and appreciate your compassion and your love for the people that you have in the Deacon organization, and you're trying to do everything you possibly can to help them be successful, so I want to compliment you on that and your desire.
Thank you, Vico, and take care, everybody, and it's going to be great. Together, everyone achieves more, and make a commitment, and let's go to work. Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.